فرض من الله ان الله بصير بالعباد. استغفر الله استغفر الله وصالح التوبه. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبا القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your sustenance, give you healthy life, protect you from all calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of Imam Zaman.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Awalam yara alladhina kafaru, those who are kuffar, those who are non-believer, can't they see anna samawati wal arda kana taratkan fa fatakna huma. These heavens and earth are as a whole, planets are the galaxies, universe. So they were just closed entity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened them. Maybe one of the interpretation could be there was no light in the beginning. And then all these planets were enlightened by Noor. Or maybe the other interpretation, there were no creatures, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made different plants and animals and human beings. So there are different interpretations how qanata ratkan fafataknahuma, how the heavens and the earth was closed and then opened. Open to the people, open to the animal, open to the plants, open to the angels, open to light, open to different things. So as a whole, human beings were created and then this universe or earth has become useful for the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they not then believe when people, through their knowledge even, they can understand Allah is saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Everything has been given life to the water. So water is an important factor of lives of different creatures. As a whole, if we see, two-thirds of our earth that is covered with water, and through the sunlight, so that water of the ocean changes into vapors, and those vapors then go into the air, and then they become clouds, and then clouds change into the rain. Rain comes on the earth again. Some of the rain is used for drinking purpose. Some of the rain is using for irrigation. Rest of the rain going into the soil and making more fertile. And rest of the water in the form of canals, in the form of rivers, ultimately again come back into the ocean. So this is a water cycle. And if we analyze, without water, plants cannot be alive. The life of plants, that depends on water. Lives of animals, that depends on water. Lives of us, human beings, that depends on water. So water is an important factor of the universe. And every alive body is made by water. Even as on the earth, two-thirds is covered by water, likewise 70% of our body, that is also water and liquid. So, as every creature, especially the human being, that is made by water, that is dependent on the water, so likewise, water is very important for our life, for our healthy life. So our body need absolutely this water, and we are 70% of water, and each day every person almost lose 1.5 liter in the form of urine, and other 1.5 liter in the form of sweat or breath are the other means. So as a whole, every day we are excreting, or we are losing 3 liters. So when this water, this amount of water is going away from our body, so likewise we need this water to fulfill the requirement of our body. So if input will become less, or if we are not drinking water, if we are not putting water inside our body, so then we will have different diseases. So this part of water, 3 liters, that is going every day outside of our body, we need to fulfill this deficiency. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Sometimes we are thinking that we are having other drinks, like fizzy drinks, like soft drinks, like tea, like coffee. We are thinking, we are supplicating our requirement, whatever we need, so in the form of tea or coffee or soft drinks or fizzy drinks we are putting in the water. Actually using tea or coffee or soft drink, that is not fulfilling the deficiency of water, but these are diuretics. Diuretics are those things which increase the excretion of water, excretion of urine from our body. By taking tea or coffee or other soft drinks, actually the water that is inside of our body, we are pushing that water outside. That is not fulfilling the deficiency of water in our body. So when we use the water, so usually here in the towns, in the cities, so we have tap water. And this tap water is again, it is treated with chlorine. If that is not treated with chlorine, that water is not hygienic to be used. But as it is treated with chlorine and other chemicals, so these chemicals are also not very, very suitable for our health as well. So what we need to purify this tap water, what we are using. First of all, we need to drink water. So the water, 3 liters we are excreting, at least the same amount or more than this, we have to drink, one thing. Secondly, the water we are drinking, that should not be impure water. That should, we should try our best, that should be purified. and different chemicals which are present in the water are different unhygienic things, so that should be purified from the water. So then what are different methods to purify this water at home? So one method is that is distillation of water, that is heating or boiling the water and changing it to steam, and again that steam should change into the water and that water should be drink, and that is difficult method. But the other method that is easy and we can use in these days, when I say purify the water, it means we should change the water into alkaline form. As I told you earlier, from 1 to 14. So 7 is the middle. So 7 and below 7, if pH of anything is 7 or below 7, 6 or 1 or 2, that is acidic. And anything that is pH is more than 7, maybe 8, maybe 9, maybe 10, so that is alkaline. What we need to drink alkaline water. So as water is made by two types of ions, one is hydrogen ion and other is hydroxyl ion. So if amount of hydrogen ion is more, so that water will become acidic. If hydroxyl ion, OH ions are more, that will become alkaline ion, alkaline water. So what is necessary for our body? Again, there is controversial debate in the world, especially in America. So some people are in the favor of alkaline water, others are against. But for the last 35 years, almost every Japanese is using alkaline water. And they are more healthy as compared to the people of the rest of the world. But still, a lot of research need to be done. What are the benefits of alkaline water? But some of the benefits which have been measured, and different people who have used, and what they have said, and some of the research. So anyone who will use alkaline water, so this water will help to reduce the high blood pressure, number one. Number two, some people when they are getting up in the morning, so they are having morning sickness, a nausea feeling. So that is reduced by this. Diabetes is also reduced by this alkaline water. Osteoporosis, when bones become very soft and then fracture of bones, especially the ladies when they reach a time of menopause. So after that time, this osteoporosis is very common. So this is also supportive at the time of osteoporosis. And those people who are having diabetes and some other people, when they are having poor blood circulation. So diabetic people, usually in the lower limbs, in the feet, their blood circulation is very low. And due to that low blood circulation, they are having different kind of wounds and problems. So this alkaline water helps to reduce the poor blood circulation. And those people who are having hyperacidity, especially the stomach problem, stomach pain, because gastric glands in our stomach, they produce hydrochloric acid. And a lot of acid is in our stomach. And that is necessary to break down the food, and that is necessary for the digestion of the food. But when there is excessive production of acid in the stomach, then people are having ulcer, or sometimes they are having cancer. So this alkaline water reduces the level of acidity in the stomach. And people who are having constipation, that is also reduced by use of alkaline water. Common cold is also reduced, and muscle aches after exercise. People who are doing exercise and then they are having pain in their muscles, so that could be reduced by use of alkaline water. And then some people, they are having stones in their kidneys, so urea stones can be reduced, water retention can be reduced. Some people, when they are sweating, there is a very bad odor, bad smell, so that comes. So by use of alkaline water, that bad smell can be reduced. So this alkaline water induces the faster healing, and those people who are obese, so they can reduce their weight by use of this alkaline water. Chronic fatigue, people get tired very soon, or they are having pain in their body, and especially ladies or even young people, they are having migraine. Migraine is headache in one side of the head, and that is very, very difficult to tolerate. So this water that is called alkaline water, that is also useful for those who are having migraine. So migraine or diabetic people or the people who are having high blood pressure, so different kind of problems could be treated or could be reduced by the use of alkaline water. So now how we can change the water into alkaline water? Some type of pots or jugs are available. Last night I was searching on internet, so in UK market some jugs are available with £50, £60, £70, that is the price. So that jug that is usually used in by the Japanese, so that is almost $500. And Chinese have made something, so that is $100. So you are putting your water into that jug and that is making alkaline for you. So, but the other method, that the cheaper method, and everyone can use. One option is using lemon water. So you have tap water and add some lemon water into that tap water and then drink that water. So this is one option. The other option is pH drops. So if you go on Amazon or research or even in the different shops, you can get pH drops. So pH drops, when you will add into the water, so when you will add few drops of those pH drops, so that will change the water into alkaline water. So by use of this alkaline water, everyone should use, and that is not very expensive. These pH drops from £17 up to £40, so different quantity and different amount and different brands, but this is the price. So I think that bottle that has that is price is £17, that could be enough for 1 month. So by just a little bit addition of this pH drop, we can change our family into a healthy family. We can reduce a lot of problem and we can control a lot of diseases. So first of all, as Allah said in Quran, every living thing has been created by water. Har zinda cheez ko Allah Taala ne pani se paida kiya hai. Hamari zameen ki do tihai pani se cover hai. Hamare jism ka bhi 2/3 jo hai wo bhi pani hai. Aur pani jo hai, agar insaan ya janwar ya paude agar istemal na kare to maut hai. Aur har roz 3 liter jo hai wo hamare jism se nikal raha hai. To ye pani jo nikalta hai, isko hame jism mein dalna hai. We need the liquids. And when we are thinking coffee or tea or the other soft drinks, so that will replace the water? No. They are diuretic. They increase the excretion of water that is already present in our body. So we need to replace the excreted water with water. And the best way to use the water, or the best way to replace the excreted water, that is we have to use alkaline water. So the easy and cheapest method is the pH drops available in the market, or there are some jugs. So you can take water into the jug and then drink that water. And inshallah, with the help of this alkaline water, mu'mineen, they will have healthy life. And with healthy life, they will have healthy thoughts. And with healthy thoughts, inshallah, they will be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more purely and more perfectly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم عجل الظهور إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم أجل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونصب عمركم beautiful advice of our first imam to follow the path of taqwa to attain the level of piety and one of the symbol of piety that is truth being truthful person following true leaders and always speaking truth. And one of the eight and important incident of history that is Eid al-Adha. So that was also success of truth. So when Christians from Najran they came, so one thing Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam,
he gave them permission to come inside the Masjid Nabawi, and then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had interfaith dialogue with them, and ultimately, when they insisted that they are truthful people, their religion or what they are following, that is true religion. And Prophet said, no, Islam is the true religion. Then ultimately both of them decided, we will go into the desert and we will pray to Allah and we will curse upon those people who are liars. And we will curse upon those people who are following the fake religion, who are following not a true religion. So lies, kadhib, someone who is liar, and kadhib is lying. When the people they are not believing in oneness of Allah in Tawheed, so that is lie. because they are not accepting the reality. When people, they are denying Prophet Muhammad and all other prophets, they are lying. Why? They are not going to accept the reality and truth. When people deny the divine books, so they are liars because they are going against the truth. So this is one kind of lying, lying in aqaid, in tawheed, in nabuwat, in qiyamat, in divine books, in messengers, in imams. Whatever has been sent by Allah, whatever has been commanded by Allah, when people are not following, when people are rejecting, when people are disobeying, so this is kizb. And in Quran Allah said, La'natullah ala al-qadhibin. So we all love to curse. And that is one of the best worship. Cursing upon those who are liars. But for a while we have to think, are we in that list? Where we are standing? We are cursing upon liars, and liars are those who are rejecting Allah, Anbiya and Aima, and other kind of lying is the lying when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, has made some wajibat for us, and we are disobeying to Allah. Because Allah said, I am one, believe in oneness. And when people are making different gods, actually they are following their own desires. So that's why they are liar. They are kadhib. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and said, they are not being obedient. So if Allah says 5 times prayer is wajib, if Allah says fasting is wajib, if Allah says zakat and khums and jihad and tawalla and tabarra and amara and nahi, all these are wajibat. Oh, the people believed in these things, and when you are believers, you have to perform with all perfectness. So if we are obeying, we are sadiq. And if we are not obeying, we are kadhib. And the other aspect of kizb is, when reality is something else, in our daily lives we are speaking lies. We are hiding the truth. And usually that is our habit. Every day a lot of lies are coming out of our mouth. Our brain, our thought process, our tongues are habitual of lies. So there must be some time, there must be some state where we have to stop. Why? Because we all know when Allah has declared La'natullah ala al-qadhibin, curse of Allah is upon those who are liars. Whether they were liars of past or whether they are liars of future. So anyone who is kadhib, who is a liar, curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach him, will reach her. So what we need? We need to stay with kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. We need to be truthful people. We need to stay with those who are true people. Allah and all messengers and imams, they are true leaders. And we need to follow them. And anyone who is true is not scared of anything. So that's why when they challenge Rasulullah, Rasulullah said, yes, okay, tomorrow you should come in the desert and we will come into the desert and we both will do dua and we will curse upon those who are kadhib. And we will leave it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when next day the Christian of Najran, they saw Prophet is coming just with his own daughter, just with two grandsons, and just with his successor Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
They thought if he was not sure in his truth, he was not sure that the religion he is propagating, that is the perfect religion, he was never bringing his close ones. Instead of his close one, he could ask the other people to come and join. When he is bringing his only daughter and grandson and the brother and successor, it means he is the true prophet. And that's why they requested prophet should not curse upon them. And whatever the prophet will say, they will follow, they will be obedient. So here is a message for us, as well as we are celebrating Eid al-Mubahila likewise. This Mubahila is telling us the doors of our center and masajid should be open for everyone. Secondly, we need to open the door of dialogue with different people. Thirdly, we must follow and we must apply truth in our lives. Otherwise, curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach anyone, anywhere who is a liar. And Muharram, the time of sadness, the time of tragedy of Karbala, that is coming very soon. InshaAllah, Majalis will start from coming Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand who was Hussein, what was his message, what was his purpose. Just to follow the habits and customs and coming and going, that is not enough. Karbala is the name of Islam, Karbala is the name of a revolution, Karbala is the name of a change. And in the words of Imam Hussain alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
When he was leaving Medina, he wrote his testament and gave to his brother Muhammad bin Hanafiya. And I'm just sharing the two sentences of that wasiyatnama. Imam alayhi salam said, Inni lam akhruj ashiran wala batiran. وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا. I am not leaving Medina just to cause shar or just to have fight or just to increase corruption or just to increase dhulm. This is not my purpose. And what was the purpose of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? He said, وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ
وَسَلَّمَ.
إِنَّمَا is kalma hasr, that is in the bracket, or that is limiting something. Imam al-Islam said, my only and only purpose, خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ أُمَّةِ جَدِّ. I am just leaving Medina just to do islah, just for the reforms in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is meaning of reform? Mean there were a lot of bid'ah, there were a lot of additional things, other changes. Different people introduced different things, and as a whole, ummah was corrupt. Ummah changed their aqaid, their actions, their ibadat and everything, their thoughts and everything was changed. So that's why Imam al-Islam said, I am a reformer, to bring the reforms or to bring the people back on the real Islam, on the Islam that has been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the only and only purpose of Hussain al-Islam to leave Medina. And if that was purpose of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, to do reforms or to bring the people back on the real Islam, Islam-e-Muhammadi. So this is the message of Karbala. This is message of Ashura. Every day, whenever we are commemorating the tragedy of Karbala, this should be our ultimate goal. Hussein stood up for reform. Hussein stood up to do the revival of actual religion, Islam and Muhammadi. And this is our duty to understand what is Islam and Abu Muhammadi, what is the true religion that was brought by Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what are the requirements of that religion. Because religion was for the people, and people need to apply the teaching of real Islam on themselves. Islam is not just something to taste and whether say, yes, it is good, or say it is bad, I am not going to eat or not going to drink. No, when someone is becoming Muslim, then A to Z, we need to follow the teaching of Islam. Then furthermore he added, أُرِيدُ أَنْ آمَرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ I am leaving, and my intention is, I have to do أمر بالمعروف ونحي عن المنكر. وأسير بسيرة جدي وسيرة أبي علي بن أبي طالب. And I am prisoner of, I am asir of, sirat of, I am follower of sirat of Rasulullah and sirat of my father Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So as believers, we need to know what is the sirat of Rasulullah, what is the sirat of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and the milestones of history. When Khilafah was offered to Ali ibn Abi Talib, and there was one condition that he will follow Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah and Sunnah of Shaykhain, Ali alayhi salam rejected Khilafat and he said, yes, I will follow Quran and Sunnah to Rasulullah. Because after Rasulullah, a lot of things have been changed, and that was not truth. So that's why Ali ibn Abi Talib, where there is Ali, where there is Hussein, they are not following the liars, they are not following the corrupt people, they are never friends of tyrants, they are never friends of those people who are occupying the property of other people. Hussein, Ali, they are symbol and flag bearer of true Islam. Islam that is against the tyrant. Islam in which the people are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the people are true follower of sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah we all should try our best. We should prepare ourselves physically, time-wise, finance-wise, physically, spiritually. During these days, we should try to increase our knowledge about Karbala, about Hussein, about Islam. We should apply that knowledge on our body. We should physically change ourselves. Spiritually, we have to change ourselves. If in Muharram and after Ashura, if the love towards Imam Hussein al-Islam is not increased, then what is the purpose to celebrate, to commemorate the Ashura? So these days are coming and again, and these are reminder to increase, reminder to make purify ourselves towards Allah, well, reminder to be more obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we all will try our best. There must be some change, apparently or secretly, whatever we are, wherever we are standing today, we have to calculate how many good habits I have and how many I can add. How many bad habits I have and how many of them I can remove from my life. There should be, if not more, but at least just for Ashura, 10 days of Ashura, I have to find what are 10 bad habits in me, and inshallah I will try my best in the sake of Imam Hussein al-Islam. I will remove 10 bad habits and I will adopt 10 good habits. And then inshallah you will see how close you are with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, how close you are with the truthful Islam, and how close you are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how close you are with Quran, and how close you are with Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Fasfalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-Abtar.